Good afternoon, Warwick Jewelers.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's going on?
What's up, man?
Chilling.
Chilling, chilling. See, tracking number.
Yep.
Those for the cushions.
Yeah.
Cool. Very good. You got the radiant, right?
Yep, we got it. I don't know if she's been in yet to look at it.
No problem. We're only at Tuesday, so.
Yeah.
All good, my friend. Where are we at on the Emerald?
No idea.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, no idea. I'll ask him tomorrow.
All good, man. Hopefully it happens.
I have a feeling they purchased from someplace else.
Damn. Well, that's not good.
Yeah, that's just my feeling. Because, so she's his former banker or something, and it's his son. So I think they came here, realized he wasn't giving them a deal, so he just bought wherever he's at.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the catch-22. I mean, you want your repeat business, but also repeat business wants, not all the time, but they want to be, compensated. And I don't just mean compensated like
Yeah,
cash, but they want to
they want the
be.
benefit, the perks of being a repeat.
Yeah. So, well, that'll be a bummer and a half. Well, go ahead and take your sweet time with the resolution on that one.
Well, it'll at least be after June. So.
Oh yeah, no, that's yeah. I'm going on vacation here starting Saturday. I'll be gone for half the month.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll pick it up after I get back. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to Spain for a couple weeks, so
Oh, nice.
thanks. Yeah. Try to celebrate my birthday in style.
Yeah, do it,
Yeah,
man.
I'm gonna go run with the bulls.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, careful, man.
I know. I know. They say it's dangerous. Something about 1,000-pound beasts that are just running with giant, horns.
Don't be afraid to be a pussy. Get the fuck out. I'm serious, man. I mean, that's where most of the issue is people think they're, trying to prove something or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, like oh, you gotta touch them, or you gotta run next to them, or what? Man, as long as I'm in the same alleyway, I don't care.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Get the fuck
Is
out of the way, man.
yeah, is like,
Yeah.
man, I see these people that are getting gored in their hamstrings. Why?
Yeah.
Because they felt the need to, get in front of them and
Yeah.
even when they were safe,
Yeah.
like they ran out of the way of one of them, because there's like six to eight bulls, I guess, that run on any given day, and then they try to, it's like they go back for seconds,
Yeah.
and seconds freaking get some gored.
Yeah.
No, no thanks. So, I kind of want to just do it just to say that I did it.
No, I feel you, man.
Because nobody's going to be like, oh, like, how was it? The specifics are kind of irrelevant for most people. The fact
Well,
that you were
even then,
there and you
if
did
anyone
it.
questions, you getting the fuck out of the way and just be like, you go ahead and do it, my bad, dude. You want that.
Yeah, right. Yep.
See what happens when a 2,000-pound bull is coming at your face.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, somebody wants to, you know, question the courage or whatever, you better be have some experience yourself.
Yeah, the courage is doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. Me, I don't have that courage. Fuck that. No, thank you.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'm 40. Well, I'm gonna
I'll
be
go
40.
Watch.
This is my 40th birthday. I wanted something like kind of badass and memorable, yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'll watch.
And this is what I came up with. I'll watch. I had a lot of friends that said that because I was like, you know, come on, like I invited everybody. I mean, it's my freaking birthday. Like, you know, whoever wants to come, man, come on over. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just about everybody was like, hell no. They're like, I'll watch. I'm like, yeah, I've been getting that a lot.
Yeah. Hey, man, if the greatest bullfighter of all time can get impaled through the thigh, anybody can.
Yep. You're not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
On any given day.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, not for nothing, but I mean, that's sports. That's
yeah.
A sales
call.
That's you know anything.
Even if you let them go by, and then start running.
Yeah.
Like, something could happen.
Yep. Well, and for the videos that I've seen, half the time, you falling isn't even your fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody else turning around to see where, you know, the bulls are,
mm-hmm.
and then they trip over their own feet.
And take you with them.
And then you trip, yeah. And then, yeah, now all of a sudden it's a freaking, you know, snowball effect.
Yeah.
And it was not your doing. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be, you know, one day type deal. You know, I'm going to be going to a bunch of other places as well while I'm over in Spain, as I like to do when I'm in
other
countries.
See what it's all about.
Yep. I like to explore.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of good architecture in Spain.
Yeah, which I love. I love that stuff, so I'm all about that.
They've got a basilica there that's been being built for like 200 years or something like
the
that.
The Sagrada Familia in Barcelona.
Yeah.
It just completed like two weeks ago. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. The Pope actually went and like blessed it last week or something. Yeah. So I'm actually going to that as soon as I land because I land in Barcelona. And I'm only going to be there for a day because there's really, from what I understand from other people that have been there, outside of the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, you know, there isn't a whole lot to do outside of that. Like, that's kind of the main attraction. And then after that, it's kind of like, okay, now what? So I'm only spending a day there. I'm doing that, basilica, and then moving on to the next. So.
Yeah. To be honest, that's how most of these are.
Yeah, you know, okay, I mean, I guess it's a little bit of, like, you know, what are you into and stuff like that, but, you know, if it's, one or two attractions and then, boom, okay,
mm-hmm.
next city or, you know, whatever else you want to go do, go spend your time on.
Yeah, because it's not about the bars for me.
Nah.
Or about the party scene.
Nope, I could care less about that.
Yeah.
Care less about it. Now, little wine, little tapas, sure, you know, but I'm moving on. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not spending, you know, forever there.
I feel that one.
So, but with that, while I'm on vacation, and I don't usually tell a lot of people that I'm going on vacation for the very reason that A lot of times then jewelers won't call and order, and then I come back and my month is garbage. So feel free to call as many times as you want. Order in
I don't care.
As many times.
I'm still going to call. I'm going to BS with Adrian for a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, good deal.
Or whoever answers the phone.
Yeah, right.
It's been Emily that they've been assigning us to.
I think they got rid of the assigned.
Well, when you're, she's the one that's been calling.
Oh.
When you're not in.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that that also has changed now. It used to be like you would you know, kind of tell or request,
mm-hmm.
you know, another coworker here. Now they assign it. So yeah, I guess you are kind of right. You know, and apparently it's Emily who's been assigned to my stuff. So
she's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, got no worries with her customer service. Take care of the calls or the jewelers. So. But, all right, man, I suppose I should make some other dials here and make sure everybody from the weekend is all set and taken care of.
Sounds good, my dude.
So, good luck with the Radiant. Hopefully the Radiant or the Cushion, one of them works out for us. I don't care which one.
Yeah, hopefully.
Just one of them.
Yeah. But if they come in and request more, then it's usually a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Cool. All
right, man.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.